Hello, this is Igoro, host of the Igoro Show, and you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. So keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Hey, welcome to the Steve and Crypto Show, presented by thestevestrout.com. I am Steve.
I'm Crypto Zoo. We have reached episode 104. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. We and hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, and all that jazz. We hope you guys are doing well.
Jazz.
When I say jazz, happy holidays and all that metal. We hope you're doing well. and we hope that you have bought all the gifts that you've needed to pick up for your loved ones and
for Steven Crypto.
Yep. And you got all that out the way. And now you're just counting down until Christmas.
And I got to throw out there that if it is easier for you to send us gifts later, it's okay. We'll still accept them past December 25th. We're always open to gifts between December 25th and December 24th.
Yeah. I'm not going to put a date on it. We don't want to upset anyone.
Yeah.
We won't leave anyone out. Feel free to send your gifts.
You don't have to give us gifts. It's okay. But there's ways you can support us, which is way better than a gift.
That's right. Of course, you can become a Patreon member. We thank those that are already on the list, and we hope that you consider becoming a member yourself.
I say support us like they're going to like feed us and stuff. Like, I mean, just support the show, not us personally. We got that covered. We're big boys, and we got jobs and pay our bills.
Yeah, we're working on... we're working on getting money together, and we're going to give it to Sarah McLachlan so she can make one of those podcast songs for us. You know, I know it used to be about like dogs and cats and whatnot, but now it's going to be about podcasters who need help.
Yeah. For just $1 a month, you can support their Patreon. The price of a cup of coffee.
And there'll just be a video of us like all sad.
Sad and shit.
Our microphones don't work right anymore.
Boogersaurus just crying. Just holding Boogersaurus crying.
Speaking of Boogersaurus, I had some fun dinosaur adventures this last weekend that I'll get to later. But
hopefully there wasn't too much boogers involved.
You know where you're going to be able to hear about that? Patreon.com/SteveCrypto. You can become a member, and we're going to have some dinosaur content over there real soon. Again, patreon.com/SteveCrypto. And if you feel generous, if you are feeling festive and you want to just keep giving because it's the season of giving, you can give us a coffee. You can buy us a coffee. Head over to buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto. It's basically a tipping service. It's a way of just contributing to the show. It helps out our audio gear. It helps out promotions. It helps out with everything that involves this show. So again, that's buy me.
Or you can, if you personally know us, you can literally buy us coffee. Because that shit's expensive. Carry on, sir.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I once bought a, what was it? Not a cold brew, but I think I got a, like some sort of Americano or something like that. And the lady was like, congrats, you found the cheapest thing on the menu. You know, you can make a good concoction if you think about it.
Good job. You slept well that night, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not really with all the caffeine, but yeah.
Yeah. Call it what you want. So, yes, we love our coffee. We love our contributors. We thank everyone who has bought us a coffee so far. Again, that is buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto. And we have a Facebook group that we would love you guys to become members of. And it takes nothing but your time. Look for the Steve and Crypto Show on Facebook. You should be able to find it. And if you have something that you're working on, if you know a friend that's working on something, tell them to be a member. And if you have something that you want to throw in there, we welcome it. We encourage you to maybe you're working on an album. If you have a song you want to throw in, we want to hear it. If you have a trailer for a new movie that you just finished, we want to see it. So if it's creative, and especially if it's spooky, we want to see it. So look for the Steve and Crypto Show Facebook group.
Keep it nerdy and keep it spooky. That's what we're
looking for. Right. Yep. Also, if you are still looking for a couple gifts to pick up for some friends, family, yourself, you can head over to Etsy/shop.
All the above.
Yep. Head over to Etsy/shop/Steve and Crypto merch. We have two different t-shirts. We have coffee mugs. We have magnets for your fridge. If you want some stickers, you can contact either one of us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, The Steve Strout, CryptoZoo88. And you could also answer some horror trivia, which you will hear a little bit later. You could also go back to the previous episodes, the last 103 in the archives, and maybe answer some trivia from that, from one of those episodes. I don't think we have trivia in every one of them, but I'd say the last, 40 at least?
40, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere last 30, 40 episodes at least. You could go in there and send one of us a message, tell us the episode, what the question was, give us the answer, and we'll send you a sticker pack. And we're going to put your name in a drawing that we'll do later down the road for an even bigger prize.
Yeah, sounds about right. And be sure to follow us both on social media so you can send us the answer to the trivia. He's CryptoZoo88. I am the Steve Strout. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And leave us reviews. Rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. And I think that's most of the ways you could support us. Just share the show, tell people you're listening, all that stuff, which we don't usually mention, but we probably should more because it's more cost effective for people than sending us money on Patreon.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you should go to Patreon though. Seriously, like we put some cool stuff up there, like when as often as we can. Like to try to get at least one post up a month. In the next week or so, we're going to get a couple things up. We like to try to put more, put emphasis on more shit going on in our life, like a little more personal stuff. Like, you know, Crypto is going to be running. He's going to tell us about his visit to the dinosaur event with his family. So he's letting you in. He's inviting you in with his family to enjoy the great time they had.
I love you guys that are listening, but I'm sorry, like I don't have the money to buy you a ticket to the dinosaur event itself, so this is the next best thing.
There you go. So listen, keep up on patreon.com/Steve Crypto. Some audio will go up soon, a little chat about that.
And I tell you what, I you know, from the bottom of my heart, I'd tie a couple of you to the top of my car and take you along if I could. I really would. Like Beverly Hillbilly style, I'd tie you up to the top. With a chair, or you could just lay down like Harry Henderson, whatever you want to do. But you have the option. I'll tie you to the top. Next time we go.
If kids got in free, you could just pretend they're your children.
Yeah.
But besides all the ways supporting us, we have friends that we would like you to support. One being the Halloween Shirt Company. They're a great company that puts out very vintage looking retro style spooky gear. And they do kind of put out seasonal stuff. They do have a holiday season stuff going. And I think you mentioned there was a cool Krampus design or two.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a really cool shirt you can find over there now. I'm pretty sure it's available still, and it's Krampus with the Santa Claus mask.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I think the first time you buy from there, if you sign up for their email list, they give you a discount. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I feel like you might get a 15% off code.
Is it 15? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I think you have to text them.
Okay. Yeah. So head over to the Halloween shirt company.com.
Mm-hmm.
I believe is the link, and check out their stuff. Order from them. If you like it, message them. Tell them, glad I bought this stuff. Steve and Crypto suggested it. And Fairflix is, we love to support them guys, and they're so supportive of us. They're a streaming service which features a ton of indie horror and some classic stuff, and they have a slew of horror hosted shows, including After Hours Cinema, which likes to promote us and run our promos on their show and stuff. So we're kind of seen on televisions around the country, our stupid faces. If you need to know what the face look like that go at these fucking beautiful voices, just watch After Hours Cinema and you might see us pop up. You'll probably be disappointed, but you'll still see us. But yeah, it's a holiday season, so we're going to be super short because we know you guys are busy. We're busy shopping and fucking trying to make the house look fancier than it really is for when guests come over and all that bullshit. You know, it's weird. It's like when it was time to start decorating for Halloween, I was still kind of recovering from injury and I couldn't go to storage and this and that. But now I'm recovered. I'm able to get decorated for Christmas. And it's kind of making me sad because I sort of missed out on Halloween. We got like a little bit of stuff out, but I kind of missed all that. The decorating part, which is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
So like I love our hot Christmas stuff, but it's making me sad about the Halloween shit. But keeping myself entertained because I do like some of the shitty Christmas horror movies. And of course the classic Christmas movies, like everybody loves Elf and Home Alone and all that shit. And I was thinking about it yesterday. We need more Halloween movies because there's so many Christmas movies. Like, what do we watch? We watch Christmas with the Cranks, which is a great fucking movie. But we need more fucking shit like Hocus Pocus and Beetlejuice and all the stuff fitting for Halloween. Not knocking Christmas.
You know what? I'm going to say something real quick. Speaking of Christmas time, my little one has a Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo in his pants right now. So I'm going to go take care of that while you keep telling the people about your...
Yeah,
I wish he wasn't here to say hidey ho to me right now, but
that is Mr. Hanky's awful, here, so an awful Christmas present, and you're getting coal in your stocking for sharing that with us. We don't talk about stuff like poop and boogers and farting and stuff on here.
I think I'd rather have coal in my stocking than what's waiting for me right
now. I think
so.
You might have some coal in that diaper, but anyways, go handle your business, man. So yeah. We yesterday, the first time in a while, like we finally got our first snow. So we had a snow day from work, which was kind of cool. And to celebrate, me and my fiance Ryan watched the movie Snow Day, if you guys remember that one. I forgot how crazy that fucking movie was. Like this town, they're all hoping, praying for Snow Day, and they get it and they like attack the school principal and physically assault, they like gang fucking assault the damn snowplow driver. Like I wish we had a dedicated snowplow driver in my town because our roads are fucking dicey as fuck. Like I grew up in New England where we're used to the snow, and you know, they're prepared for it and know how to deal with it and handle it. But here, out here in Western Washington, like they don't, like in our little town, our community, we'll get like 2 inches of snow on the ground and it's like the apocalypse. It's crazy. Like they don't know how to prepare and they're not really budgeted for a lot of snow because they don't get a lot. So they don't have, you know, the manpower and the equipment and stuff to keep everything plowed. So it's like it snows, like the two main roads coming in and out of here get plowed and took care of. And then all the side roads are just fucked for days. we were lucky and it snowed and then the temperature dropped. So it's been like 20 degrees. So everything is frozen. So this whole county is just like a big sheet of black ice and it's fucking stupid. It's making life hard. But yeah, so I watched Snow Day. I don't know where I was going and where I went with that whole random rambling, but whatever. Watched that. I finally watched the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I felt like a lot to say. Sorry. And that was pretty good, man. Like, I love how James Gunn drives his series and movies and stuff with awesome music. Like, it's every time I watch one of his movies, it's like, dude, this soundtrack fucking rocks. Like he did with Peacemaker. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up listening to like the 80s hair metal shit, so I was fucking feeling that, the music in that series. But yeah, the Guardians Christmas special, like, they start the movie with the Pogues, which is awesome, and they end with Slade, which is awesome, and it's like, oh shit, this is like good, man. It was good. It was funny. I dug it. Crypto's still hiding, so I don't know if he watched it or not. I'm assuming he probably did. I'd hope he did. But maybe we'll ask him when he gets back. As long as it don't suck us back into this conversation. But I definitely have watched some of the holiday horror stuff. Some good. Some not so good. Kind of lean towards the not so good. There was one called There's Snow Escape. Not no, snow. There's Snow Escape. And it's like a shitty version of Jack Frost or something. It's this axe wielding snowman called Cold Hearted Cliff or something like that, if I remember right. It's going around killing people in some little podunk town, and it wasn't perfect, but it just made me think, because the snowman's name is Cold Hearted Cliff. Oh, look, Crypto is back. I'm talking about this movie called There's Snow Escape.
Oh.
And I was telling the listener, I was telling our listener that there's a snowman.
You're telling Josh.
Going around with an axe.
Yeah.
Hey, we have Joe too. We have two. We have a couple.
That's right.
He's going around with an axe, and his name is Cold Hearted Cliff. And he's like this evil snowman that was trapped in a well for a while. And somehow he got out and went around killing people. And
well, nobody helped him out of the well. I mean, probably have a little bit of a grudge too.
he deserved to be in the well.
Oh, okay.
Like the whole movie probably should have been thrown down a well, to be honest. Anyway, I watched that, and what else? I watched Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, which is pretty much a classic at this point. And you know, like the Ricky talking with the shrink, telling him how he became a murderer and how he killed people and stuff. And he was like the younger brother of the original Santa killer. Everybody's seen that one a million times. There's no point in talking about that fucking movie. I know I've watched it probably too many times. We'll get into what you watched. I'm sure you watched a couple awesome sarcasm there. Awesome ones too.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus is one that I've heard people talk about. How it's fun. And it was pretty fun. It wasn't perfect. That's for sure. But it was cool. So apparently there was like a murder at a sorority house like years back. And then it's back in the future, and the college students are having a party at the house, and a bunch of murders start taking place by somebody wearing a Mrs. Claus mask, and it looks all creepy. And of course it turned out to be a relative of one of the original victims or some shit. I don't remember. I just remember the mask was creepy and people got killed and bad acting and all the good, the great things that come with indie horror, which I love. One cool one you should check out is called He Knows.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure most of these are on Tubi, so you could watch them free. He Knows. It's a from a filmmaker named Stephen Morris, if I remember right, is his debut feature film. But it was really well made. Like, it's obviously his budget ain't fucking, you know, he don't have the Avatar budget. But yeah, within his means, he made a pretty fucking good movie. Like, it was like his killer elf going around, and it was very Art the Clown vibe to the elf, kind of like Art the Clown, Ghostface. There was like some humor, like in his mannerisms and stuff.
Yeah,
but he was like fucking people up, and it was cool. I really dug that. It's one I would definitely recommend if you like good indie horror. And it was cool because like Lynn Lowry was in it, who is from The Crazies, the old Romero film, Cronenberg Shivers, I Drink Your Blood. Like, she's kind of like a cult star, you know what I mean? Cult movie star. She was in it. Julianne Prescott, who was on our show a while back in earlier episodes. But yeah, she's a great indie actress, been in a bunch of shit. But yeah, man, I thought it was pretty cool. It was good. Stephen Morris, I've been in contact with him, and he was telling me a little bit about another project he's working on. It sounds pretty decent too, so we might talk with him at some point. I dug it, man, for a first fucking movie. Like, it looked good. It was good. He even had some cool, you know, original, I don't know if it was original music. Shit, I never heard, so it was original to me.
Yeah.
Like, good music in the credits and stuff. And yeah, he's like really excited to be messaging and talking about it and stuff. I was like, cool, man. I dig this dude's vibes, and I dug the movie, and the new shit sounds good, so let's fucking do it. But
yeah, every now and then you'll find like an indie horror film. I don't want to down
it. Just hits.
Yeah, I don't want to downplay anybody, or I don't want to be negative or anything like that. But sometimes you'll go into a movie and you're like, okay, I'll put it on for background while I'm doing some other things or whatever, and then it just pulls you in.
Something hits you. Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, wow, I just didn't expect that. Like, I was going to, you know, this is going to be a background movie, and I'm immersed, you know, I'm in it.
I mean, a couple weeks ago when they sent us the screener for Killer.
Yeah, that was really
MC
good.
MC Huff, who was on a couple episodes back, which is awesome. That was a great fucking movie. It just
And that one pulls you in from the jump. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this movie would do that. If you check it out, it's called He Knows.
Okay.
Check it out. It was good. I really dug it. I know we both watched Christmas, Bloody Christmas on Shudder. That was pretty fun too. I loved the whole the design and like the color scheme, like the lighting and stuff. It was just so like trippy, but it was cool. What do you think of it?
Well, I gotta say, I didn't get to finish it. I probably have another 20 minutes left or half hour left, man. Something like that.
Best just, shit.
I was watching it when the kids were out of the room, and then like they ended up coming out. So
should have let them watch it and be like, see what happens if you make Papa mad. Because we've mentioned before, Caleb's dad is a like an amazing professional Santa Claus.
Yeah,
and this movie was about like this robo Santa that it was like the robot was originally used for like fucking. So a weapon for war and shit, and then they reuse the robot, but they supposedly reprogram it, but it retains some of the fucking war programming, and something triggered and they had to recall them, except like some dumbass people kept their robot and it went crazy and turned into like Terminator Santa and had like fucking laser eyes and just like fuck shit up, and it was hard to kill like Terminator Yeah, it was literally Terminator Santa.
I bet a lot of impersonators are just mad when it comes to that movie. They're like, this flick is racist. Get this off of Shudder right now. It's putting a bad light on what we do.
Like Santa's, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Mall Santa's we're not a like bad that, name.
Right?
Yeah, but they were jolly. Using... They were jolly. Using, they were trying to use the robot to replace Mall Santa's. So they were like, see?
Yeah.
Don't want to replace us. Don't want right. to do it. This is what happens.
You gotta have the real deal.
Fucking play with fire, you get burned.
Yep, you got to have the real deal. Hey, and you know what? Speaking of that, if you are listening to this and you're in the Alderwood area, you can head to the in Alderwood Washington. Mall. Yes, yes. If you're in Washington and you're near Alderwood, go to the Alderwood Mall. And I believe Christmas Eve will be the last day that you can catch my dad there doing what he does best.
Don't let him know that we sent you. Just go sit on his lap, take a picture, and whisper in his hair, like, Steve, a crypto show suck. Just randomly just whisper. When he says, what do you want for Christmas? Just whisper to him, I want Steve and Crypto Show to shut up. Yeah. And see how he reacts. Have somebody film it too, because... No, don't do that. He'll tell you to go fuck yourself. He ain't that kind of Santa. He ain't no punk. He's down. He's down with the Steven Crypto Show.
Yeah. That's right. He's got one of our stickers on his sleigh.
Hell yeah. Yeah, don't piss off Santa, which I found out. You didn't get to watch Violent Night.
I gave Santa a big old stack of our stickers. He's going to put you? One on every present that he drops. Into every house all over the world, you know, it's just gonna have one of our stickers on it.
No, you're saying he was just like patting kids on the back and I walk away and just send them off, yeah, with a sticker. What's that on your back, son? The fuck is the Steven Crypto Show?
Instead of candy canes, he just handed out our stickers. making so many kids mad.
He should name a couple of his deer after us, his reindeer, like on Prancer, on Dancer, on Steve and Crypto. Anyways, yes, Violent Night. Trying to say, don't piss off Santa because apparently he'll fuck you up. Like, you didn't get to watch it. You got to try to find a way to watch it as soon as possible. Like, I don't know, go fucking blow somebody for $25 and buy it on demand or something.
Or I could just spend $25 on it.
That too. That I guess you could do that. I mean. But just think how much Christmas joy you'll bring somebody with a good suck off.
You know, I think this would be easier to just stay home and find it on Amazon Prime or whatever.
He's like, no, my jaw gets too tired too fast, so I'd rather just pay $25 and not have the jaw hurt.
Jesus.
Anyways, try to watch it. Anybody who else has listening, if anybody listening has seen it, message me. I want to talk about it.
Who's listening?
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Joe? Josh?
Joe and Josh are made up names.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Joe and Josh? You're a liar. No, they're real people. I promise.
They are. But I'm guessing that anyone who's listening that's not Joe and Josh are like, yeah, sure.
We just have 2,000 people named Joe that listen to us.
Yeah.
Wish we had 2,000 people listening. But yeah, anywho, Violent Night, awesome. Quick breakdown of it. Santa is delivering at the wrong house at the wrong time. And some people try to heist the house because it's owned by a rich family and supposedly have a lot of money on hand. And like I said, Santa in the wrong place at the wrong time. And they end up fucking with Santa. They push him too far. Turns out Santa has a special skill set to deal with these people. And we see it. And he basically takes down an army.
Wait, I thought David Harbour was playing this role, not Liam Neeson. You said he has a very special set of skills?
Yeah, yeah. It's literally like people have... I've heard people say, like, it's like Die Hard with Santa. And it's like Die Hard with Santa in gore. It's like, it's not a horror movie, but it has such gore that I consider it one. Like, there's some crazy, just good shit, man. It's like I said, it's Die Hard crossed with any Santa movie, crossed with Home Alone.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I honestly paid $25 to like buy it on Vudu. And I think I'm probably going to buy a hard copy of it too when it comes out because I enjoyed it that much. So Violent Night's about to get fucking like $50 from me. which I don't just throw around $50 lightly because I'm poor, especially right now, Christmas and rent and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I just got, it just arrived in the mail today. I just got Studio 666 in the mail from Amazon. I spent 10 on that for the Blu-ray. Highly recommend it to anybody who hasn't seen that movie yet. I love that. That has got to be one of my favorite horror films to come out this year. If you're into, like, you know, comedy
and horror,
music and comedy, horror. I mean, like some gory, like satanic shit going down. Like it's pretty cool. It's a fun ride.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of getting stuff in the mail, let me give a quick shout out to our friend Megan Richards, who sent me a little something for Christmas. She sent me, find her store, by the way. If you can't find it, let me know. I'll get you a link. But she is a painter. She does like cool, like taxidermy things. Like she does a lot of cool, funky, weird shit. And she's a big horror fan, has a lot of cool horror art. She has originals, she has prints, all kinds of shit. But you got to find her shop. She always has sales in there so you can save money and get fucking awesome art. Like my wall, like 2/3 of the stuff on my wall is her art. But she makes these little paintings on like these heart, wooden heart things. And she paints them to like monsters and stuff on them. And she sent me and Ryan a creature for Christmas.
Oh, wow. That's really neat.
And it's really cool. But I want to give Megan Richards a shout out because that was super cool of her, unexpected.
Great job, Megan.
Damn, I got to find a way to top that. And but yeah, it was really cool. I got a bunch of other shit in the mail too. I should probably maybe make a video or something and show some of the stuff I've gotten recently. I've gotten a bunch of cool stuff. Actually got the, I don't know if I showed you this. People can't see this shit, but I got the Silent Night, Deadly Night game.
Oh, cool.
It's like a board game. And I got it. And when I did, I got an extra copy because I planned on doing a giveaway at some point. So I love a Silent Night, Deadly Night extra copy to give away. Down the road, we'll come up with some ideas for it.
We were talking about that game a while ago, weren't we?
Yeah, because they did a Kickstarter for it.
That's right. Like last That's what year, I thought.
And they finally just came out. In the last month, people have been getting them. And I've had it for a couple of weeks. I just haven't, like, I just been so fucking busy. I got a ton of stuff. I got some books. I got a couple movies. We'll have an episode in a couple of weeks. We're going to take a little break after this. And you know, take a little holiday break, hang with our families, regroup, and we'll have some new episodes coming. I'll be talking with a filmmaker, and we got his latest DVD he put out, which is like a anthology film with his really cool wraparound scene, which I appear in as a victim. So I have a copy of his DVD to give somebody for a prize too, and like a prop that he has from the film. So we're going to have an interview with him soon, and we'll get into that too. So there's going to be some giveaways coming up and all kinds of cool shit. We're also going to, in this episode, have this month's Stapled Spine segment. I think we should run that segment real quick and check out what he's up to this week. And then we'll come back, and I want to hear what movies you've been watching in the last time period for the holidays and getting hyped and shit. So let's run the Stapled Spine segment, and then we'll come back, see what Crypto's been watching, and do a quick little trivia, and go get back to wrapping gifts and all that lame shit. So we'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to a Stapled Spine segment of this fine, fine, creepy show. I'm Jack Rudo, and I'm here to talk with you about one independent comic that I mail ordered after I seen it online, and I'm so happy I did. This is a comic from Armageddon Comics. It's called The Straw Man, and this is issue number one, Damned to Walk the Earth, Straw Man. This came out in October of this year, and it is a super indie, almost a one-man band show. It looks like it's from Douglas C. Armstrong, and this is something, this is obviously a letter of love to a Bronze Era horror comic kid like myself, who in 1986 discovered the magic of Swamp Thing and all the old good horror comics out there. And it's really quite astounding. I'm flipping through it now as I'm talking to you guys, and just the color palette, and I mean the art, it's a hell of a first issue. And I just can't say enough good things about it. Go out and find yourself that. The year is coming to an end, and it has been a wild and wacky year, 2022. We've made some great connections, found some new people, dipped our toe into the always entertaining podcasting community, and was able to get picked up by this wonderful show that we're on now, Steve and Crypto, and we're very thankful to be a part of that. We have just put out Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, just put out our 16th issue, and it's our Cryptid Freakout. And we focus on all of the Pacific Northwest cryptids. We've got such luminary ghouls and goblins as the Bat Squatch, Dogman, the Gumbaroo, Ebony Ape Cap, Colossal Clawed, and the Devil's Lake Monster. We also dip into R. Crumb's She Squatch. I know this might be hard for someone to believe, but a big, tall, muscular, hairy woman. Back in the 70s, yeah, Crumb was all about that. And he even created a imaginary old adventurer that lived in Eugene, Oregon, that went out in the woods searching for She Squatch. We're lucky enough to get in touch with a couple people from Rogue Brewery here in Central Oregon and talked with them because they have three beers that are cryptid-based. They have the Gumbaroo India Pale Ale, Bat Squatch Hazy India Pale Ale, and the Colossal Clawed Imperial Pale Ale. And we get to talk with Evan Bartholomew, the artist who does all the art for Rogue Brewery. Check it out. That's Stapled Spine number 16. You can find us at stapledspine.com. Our shop's there. And issue 17 is going to be right back to back with this one. We're going to do a year-end issue that will also be coming out soon. Be on the lookout for that. Today also for us, as I'm talking to you now, it is the 10th of December, and we just had our first episode of our radio show happen, Stapled Sounds, and we're going to have horror punk and American Gothic and all kinds of stuff like that playing on xray.fm. You can listen to it here on FM dial in Portland 91.1 and 107.1, or streaming anywhere on xray.fm. Oh, well, I just wanted to get in here, and Steve gave me the chance to talk to all you again, and I thought, well, what the hell, let's see what's going on with the kids out there in the spooky podcast world. Get in touch with us, Stapled Spine. We're part of the greater Pacific Northwest of Creepoids, and we want to hear from you. So just thanks again. Thanks for listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. This is Jack Rudo with Stapled Spine saying, creep you later.
Ah, my lords and ladies, Lord Bloodraw here, and you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. Now, if you're a horror fan, you know this is the place to be. Ha ha!
Hey, we are back. Thanks to Jack from Stapled Spine. It's always good to have you on here. And speaking of that, he put out his last, not to toot my own horn again, but he's putting out his last issue of the year, issue 17. And, you'll see a familiar name on the cover as a contributor. Me. It don't say me on there. It says Steve Strout, but me. Just a big me. But yeah, I contributed to the latest issue. Just a small little thing about some of my favorite shit in 2022.
So, hey, for all you know, there could be another contributor named me.
Better not be another me. But anyways, yeah, thanks, Jack. Go to stablespine.com. Get you some issues of that. I think he has like a merch shop too now, so track that down. You can find him on social media and stuff. And also, congrats to him for launching his radio show. There's a station out of Portland, Oregon, and it also runs online. I think it's called X-Ray FM. And he has a show on there now where he runs music and just talks and cool stuff. Who knows? Maybe we'll visit him someday on his show. But yeah, what the hell are you watching?
A variety of things.
You were just watching the same thing over and over? That's what Riker does, huh? Well, that's what your kid does. He watches the same thing.
Yeah, which in a way I do too, you know, because I'm around for a lot of it. So
true. Can you recite the whole Jurassic Park script now?
Almost. Yeah.
What's it like?
Watch
Roar. Ah, dinosaur, run. That like the whole script.
Well, I did steal his light up sword the other day at the Jurassic World event and his safari hat, and I tapped it around like a cane and I said, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." And I don't think the boys really got it yet, you know, that their old dad John Hammond was trying to be funny.
He was all disappointed in your shitty portrayal.
Like, give me my sword back.
He's like, "Dad, stick to delivering beer, you son of a bitch."
Yeah. Stick to pushing around your beer cart instead of your fake cane. But yeah, so I mean we watch a shit ton of Jurassic Park and Gigantosaurus and things like that.
Have you ever tested Godzilla on him?
Logan's watched Godzilla. He likes it. And King Kong as well.
Oh, yeah.
We watched Skull Island, and he was glued to that one.
Same, bro. Same.
Yeah. So when I mean a variety of things, I mean I've been actually watching more than just Jurassic Park and Gigantosaurus lately. I've actually been able to watch a few Christmas movies, and some different shows. A lot of sitcoms. I like watching sitcoms with Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just run through a bunch of them. Run through a bunch of those, like the Goldbergs. What is it? George Lopez's new show. Young Rock. They just had a Christmas
one. Did you watch George Lopez's old show?
I sure did. Yeah.
Did you see the Halloween episode when they were like the monsters? That was fucking phenomenal.
I mean, I probably so did.
I never seen it. Right, I'd seen it a couple weeks ago, actually, because my mom watches George Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my mom lives with me and Ryan. I don't live with my mom. She lives with us. She's in the basement. I'm not a loser in the basement now. Just kidding. She's not in the basement. But she was watching George Lopez and there was a Halloween episode. And they were like the monsters, and they were the wife was really fucking good as Lily.
Lily. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. You should track it down. It's on, might be on Hulu or Netflix.
I'll look around for them.
But yeah, man, it was a cool fucking episode. They did so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watched George Lopez and the Goldbergs. Yeah. And
fun holiday sitcoms. Yeah. Mike and Molly has a good one.
Sorry.
They had a good run. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny when old Mike ate like some medicinal ice cream, and then he was walking around the town like Frankenstein, and he walked up to some girl's window while she's playing violin. He's just staring at her. She starts screaming, and he's screaming and runs away. So yeah, holiday sitcoms. I've watched some holiday horror, of course. I watched this new Christmas comedy. What is it called? Something About a Binge on Netflix. It's not The Binge, but something with binge in the title. And it's basically like the same idea as The Purge, where instead of all crime being legal for 24 hours, I guess crime is included in this, but like people are focused more on just partying. You know, like you can do whatever you want. Drugs are legal for 24 hours. So they have this big giant Christmas party, and you know, people are just like throwing cocaine everywhere and all that.
It's snowing.
Nick Swardson plays a character who broke out of jail to visit his family for Christmas, even though he was going to be getting out 2 weeks later. So he's about to be arrested by this cop, and he's telling him that he's Santa Claus. And he's like, it was 1976. You asked for, he says like an iPod mini or whatever, which didn't even exist back then.
In 76,
He's like, he throws out some old year and like some shit that never existed back then. And he's like, you had three cats and you lived in this giant house, blah, blah, blah. And the cop arrested him, and he's like, my mother was allergic to pets. We lived in an apartment, he was way off, but he just keeps throwing all these different things at him. Like, he's in the jail cell later, and he's like, no, you wanted Lincoln Logs. And then finally, like, the so it female
sounds
cop,
like the typical Nick Swardson trying too hard to be funny kind of humor.
Yeah.
And dragging jokes out. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was some of that.
I'm sure it was funny, but
some other lady thought he really was Santa Claus, and because he actually named her granddaughters or something like that, and she was like, "How the hell would he know that?" And it had some funny moments. It wasn't as funny as I expected it to be, right. But it had a few moments here and there. Just with the cast. I mean, the cast in a movie doesn't mean everything,
No.
It's the writing, but it has a great cast. Nick Swardson, Danny Trejo. What's the long haired kid that's the pizza delivery guy in Stranger Things?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
That guy. Yeah. D from Sunny in Philly is in it. There's a handful of people that are pretty funny. But it sometimes the writing is not there.
What is it called?
I can't give you the exact title, but it's on Netflix it's Hulu. It's on Hulu, okay. And it's something about a binge. The word binge is in the title, I can tell you that.
Awesome.
Like the wonderful binge or something like that.
I hope you don't ever make a movie and like forget the title of your own movie and it's like, yeah, I fucking made it. Just
my mom,
it's a movie. I made it. Yeah.
She would go into a video store or a record store back in the day. She'd be like, what's that one movie, with the guy with the hair, and all the stuff happens and everything, or what's that one guy that sings that song, it's like, oh yeah, we got a million of those.
It's over
I
there.
Can give you,
it's yeah, over there. Yeah.
I can give you an exact title of a movie I watched, and that was Krampus Unleashed, which is on Tubi. I'm not telling you that it's a good movie, but it's a movie that I watched.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It should be called Krampus Unreleased. That was bad. Anyways.
Yeah.
Crickets.
I was speaking with our friend Ryan Fudge the Winter Wonderland event out in Auburn, I mean, I know that he may or may not be close friends with Krampus himself. So I just figured I'd ask him, well, hey, since you know the guy, maybe you would have a couple recommendations for me.
And did he recommend mentioned, that one?
No. I'm not leading to that. God no, no. I'm not leading to that.
It's like, I actually perform around the area as Krampus, but I'm going to recommend the worst fucking Krampus movie you could find.
No, I basically was telling him there's a lot of horror movies out there, and sometimes it's hard to sift through and find the really good ones.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, there's a lot of Christmas horror out there as well. There's a ton of Krampus movies. I just asked him, do you know of any that are worth watching? And so he mentioned Rare Imports.
Oh,
I don't know if anybody else knows about that one, but again,
it's really good. Really, really good. It's foreign.
I believe that. Yeah, it's a foreign film. It's Finnish.
Like Norwegian or Finnish or something. Yeah, it's a good one.
It might even be on Tubi as well. I can't remember where I watched it, but I saw it and that was fun. So yeah, that was the one that he recommended.
Before we jump back in to talking about a couple more movies that you watched, I want to slip in our trivia real quick. It's an easy one. So you guys know you can contact me or him with the answer. Tell us episode number, the question and answer, and we will send you a sticker pack and put you on the list to being a bigger giveaway once we get more than a couple names on there. Right now, we just got like two or three names on the list. So trivia, any of answer this week's answer, last week's answer, any of them, just send us freaking answer. We want to give you guys stuff. So the question is, for listeners, who was our guest on episode 76? I make this easy. You could just fucking look it up. Who was our guest on episode 76? And I'll even give you a hint this time. He still is. He's a horror host, a legendary horror host who's been performing as this character for over 50 years now. He's one of the longest running horror hosts ever, for that matter. Definitely a favorite. He's been around. It was a great... I don't know if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram and stuff, but I actually got a documentary I've been after for a while in the mail recently about this guy. So I don't know. I can't give you any more clues without telling you his name. So who was our guest of honor on episode 76? And we will be right back. I'll give you a second to figure out that trivia. We'll come right back. Hear about a couple more movies Crypto watched. And we'll wrap up the show and get back to our holiday celebrations.
Check out these shows available now on FearFlix.
And welcome to another collection of frightfully good films from FearFlix, Gothic Horrors, with me, your host, Malvolia, the Queen of Screams.
Hey, I'm Pamela Such. You know me from all the Wave movies. And here we are, we're going to play Curse of the Swamp Creature 2.
Hello guys, I'm Rachel Waits.
And I'm Elise Costin.
Welcome to Silent Screams.
I'm Pamela Such.
I'm Monica Hayes. Thank you for tuning in to 70s Grindout on FearFlix.
Hey y'all, I'm Sherry Davis, your host for this wild and untamed collection of horror films from FearFlix. We wrangled up a selection of Texas horrors for this one. Welcome to Lone Star Horrors.
These shows, movies, and much more available now on FearFlix. Download it on your Roku channel store today.
Kids, I'm Jax, host of the podcast Here for the Booze. Grab a drink and join me in discussing themes in movies, movie recommendations with mild spoilers, movie trivia, decorating my creepy corner, my horror vinyl collection, and horror documentaries. Be sure to check me out on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, and Instagram. I'll be sure to give you the lowdown of all your favorite horror and maybe something new for you to enjoy. Come find me.
Hey, it's Sven Gulli from MeTV. You see me every Saturday night, but right now you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. Don't confuse that with the Beav and Scripto Show, which is Jerry Mathers talking to a pen. You might have to Google that one. Anyway, and please continue to support the horror hosts who are all out there. You know, I'm very grateful for your support, and the fact that we've nationally been successful has actually shown some TV markets that there is a need for hosted horror. So it's great that we're continuing the genre, and we need your support. So please keep supporting horror hosts. We thank you. I do too.
Now make sure you guys go and answer that question. We're back in business. Crypto is back online and ready to tell us about a couple more movies. Then we're going to wrap the episode and get back to our holiday festivities and all that shite. So what else did you watch?
Just a couple more things really that I can think of so far. You know, there's traditions like you watch Home Alone every year. As I just mentioned, a Krampus film or a couple of them. We watch the big theatrical release titled Krampus, you know, the one from like 2016, I think,
with fuck's his name,
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott, yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's fun. You know, it's pretty freaky what happens to a lot of them, just like when they go up in the attic and they see the Jack in the Box character eating the kids and all that. It's, you know, it's kind of like Gremlins level horror. So hopefully in a few more years, maybe I can show it to Logan. You know, I don't know. He might not be ready yet, but yeah, so we watched that one. I'm waiting for the Mean One, waiting to see that.
Yeah, that got like a limited release. Hopefully it's, they surprise us and throw it up on like Tubi or not Tubi, YouTube, Vudu, one of the fucking pay ones.
Yeah,
hopefully they throw it up on there so we could see it. I'd like to see it sometime during this holiday season.
Yeah, that'd we'll be see. Nice. Be cool if they put it out on Christmas Eve or something like that. But I mean, really haven't been watching too much spooky Christmas stuff. Oh, you know what? I did watch Better Watch Out. As the first time I saw it, I believe I saw like the last half hour. So if you know what happens in the movie, like you're already, you know, pretty deep into it, like the twist has already been revealed and everything. So it was kind of cool to go back and watch it from the beginning. It's like, okay, I already know what's gonna happen here, but let me see how they get to that point.
Right.
You know.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah,
so it starts off with like the whole situation and then it kind of the rest of the movie kind of leads up to it.
It doesn't take long. I'm just saying, like, when I first watched, like, I didn't get to see it and then see a twist revealed. It was like, oh, this is already happening. So like, but I knew that there is a twist, you know.
Oh, see, I thought, like, you were saying like boom, it jumps in, like this is the dilemma, then the rest of the movie is like 2 weeks earlier, you know what I mean, leading up to
not so much that. No.
All right.
It's just like it's a babysitter setting, and you know, like you go into the movie, the description says that there's a couple invaders that come to the house. And so you think, okay, that's gonna be the babysitter and the kids, you know, dealing with them. And there's just something else that happens within that. And so when I first watched it, all that was kind of skipped, you know. They were already like knee deep into, like, you know, the twist was already revealed. And
so you didn't watch the whole movie the first time. Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, okay. I kind of stumbled upon it and was like, what's this? And yeah. So I think it was on, the first time I watched it was also on Shudder. And it was just one of those, like, you turn it on and it, you know, they have like the slasher classics and there's like three different categories on the screen, you know, and I clicked on one and was just in the, you know, like the last quarter of the movie.
So, right.
Yeah. But definitely recommend that one too.
Better Watch Out. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll track that down. I mean, I'm sure I'll be watching quite a few more between now and New Year's. So,
that's, I'm going to try to fit a few more in. It's just tough with the little ones being around.
Probably about time we got back to our
regularly scheduled programs.
Yeah, regularly scheduled programs. So before we run, I just got to remind you guys to leave us a review and rating wherever you listen. Join us on social media. He's CryptoZoo88. I'm the Steve Strout. Visit our Buy Me a Coffee page, buymeacoffee.com/Steve Crypto. jump on our Facebook group, search for the Stephen Crypto Show podcast, and it'll pop up for you.
Grab some of that merch on Etsy.
That merch. There's the sale going on to the end of the month. Patreon. Go pledge on Patreon. You could do as low as $1 a month. And like I said, Crypto is going to be sharing part of his family trip in the next probably week or two. And I think that about covers everything we do. Of course, go watch Fairflix on your Roku device and go to HalloweenShirtCompany.com.
Stream the archive episodes while you're roasting your turkeys and
wrapping presents. Just listen to episode 76 and see who the guest is and then come back and tell us the answer to that so you could get some free shit. But most of all, hope you guys have good holidays. I don't know what you celebrate or if you celebrate, but just have a good day. Have a good month. Yeah. Just have a good something. The world could be a shit fest sometimes. So,
and that's why we try to do what we do here and keep things light, keep things fun.
Escape.
Yeah, try to escape. I mean, shit, my whole life is about escape. Some people that have listened might shake their head at how goofy this show can be from time to time, but really, that's what it is, man. It's about escapism, and it's about, like, just having fun. We don't take ourselves seriously.
I mean, we show our passion for stuff that we love.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, we'll stop in the middle of the episode so you could go change a shitty diaper. You know what I mean? It's like,
gotta do what I gotta do.
Gotta do-do and gotta do-do. I still think you shit yourself and try to blame the kid, but it's all right. Okay. Sometimes, like you said, you got to do-do when you got to do-do.
When we're doing this in our 80s and we're up to like episode 30,000 something, you know, by that point, it might come to that. You know, we'll just be sitting here like, oh.
I appreciate you assuming that we'll both live to our 80s. And that's nice because I honestly don't expect to. But anyways, with that being said,
fingers crossed.
Let's end the episode on that note. I'm not gonna live to be 80 probably. No. And yeah, but I was saying, have a good fucking season, good holiday. Whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, have a good fucking time, and we'll be back in a couple weeks and doing some giveaways and all kinds of cool shit. So we've been the Stephen Crypto Show, and we'll continue to be.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.